Good morning. This is K2PCB. K2PCB, mobile and monitoring.
KC2PCB mobile, this is KE2GDQ. How are you this Monday morning?
Good morning, Mr. KE2GDQ. K2PCB here. So far, so good. We're almost 50 degrees out. It is Monday, but we had a nice weekend. So I'm okay with that. Got a relatively good night's sleep. A lot of hours. I think I had some bad dreams that were keeping me up a little bit, or maybe not allowing me to get deep sleep. Some really weird ones. Of course, I did eat some food that would probably cause that relatively close to bedtime. But all in all, it's a good start to a Monday morning. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. My son Travis was home. It was his girlfriend Maddie. They came in Friday, but they left Sunday afternoon, so it was a very quick one. But it was nice to see them. We went to the Sabres game on Saturday night, which was really good. It was an exciting game. They won in a shootout. And other than that, it's been good. Maybe kind of nice to get back to routine. That's always good. Other than you're kind of a in-and-out sleep last night, how was your weekend?
Well, I guess the biggest part of the weekend was, right? Yeah, I'd say on Sunday we went to a Murder on the Orient Express play at Hamlin Park in East Aurora for the Aurora Players. There were seven of us that went out to there, and four of us went to eat at Two Smoking Guys, the barbecue place on Seneca Street, beforehand. And then three of the group ended up going to Red Robin after the fact, but we didn't do that. It was the Two Smoking Guys barbecue, and then we went to Rosie's for ice cream after. So, yeah, it was a nice outing. The rest of the weekend was a little bit low-key. We did take a ride out by the waterfront to see what the ice meltdown looked like. I was looking it up. It looks like we're down to 4%, but that 4% is sitting down here in the northeast corner. So as far as I could see, there was still ice on the lake. But it does look like it's starting to soften up a bit, if you will.
Yeah, I would imagine with the sun that we've been getting and some of the rain, I see that today is going to get some rain. Saturday we went to Knox Farm so Maddie could see the Knox Mansion, and it was cold. The wind, according to our phone app, with the wind chill, it was 14 degrees. It was very, very cold there during our brief walk.
Yeah, part of our Saturday was doing our running around, our shopping. We hit a few stores. Lynn was looking at some shoes. And, you're right. At one point in the day, it was pretty chilly when we were going in out of the stores. And, so a nice contrast to today. In fact, I seen 51 here at one point when I glanced down, so... Yeah, it should be nice. Of course, rain, you can tell in the clouds that something's coming. But, I'll take it.
Yeah, I don't have to shovel the rain, typically. I don't get water in the basement or anything like that. So the yard drainage is working pretty good. So I'm good there. But I was looking ahead a little bit. It looks like we're going to have rain, right through Saturday, potential for rain through Saturday. I know that's long range and that can change, in a minute. So hopefully it doesn't rain all week.
Or at least give us a nice break for the weekend. Obviously, we have off Friday from work, and it's, Easter Sunday weekend. So yeah, it'd be nice if we had a little bit of sun peeking through the clouds. My sister is hosting this year, which makes me think that, I should probably pick up something. And normally, you know, pick up a plant or, and normally that's what it is, something to bring over in addition to, you know, bringing a dish or whatnot. Jumping topics, going back to Saturday, we were cruising out and about and get a phone call, and it's from Jeff, you know, cautioning me about traversing the intersection that I was sitting in. It was funny because he was on his travels in the morning, and I don't know if he's in here yet, but he was going to go out car shopping that afternoon. And when we were on our way back, it's funny because we were sitting at the intersection of Bullis and Transit, and here he comes rounding the corner, and he must have been in a test drive. He had one of the cars there with the, you know, the sleeved license plate hanging out the trunk lid.
It is a small world when you really think about it. That's kind of funny that, you know, you actually saw him test driving a car. I hope it went well. I wonder if he is in here this morning. This is KE2GDQ.
Yeah, maybe he's not in here yet, or he's taking care of something along those lines. Yeah, well, I guess we'll find out. I was watching some videos a handful of weeks ago on how to tap into your HF rate so that you can basically put a waterfall display on your PC if your radio doesn't have that built in. I think the next radio, HF radio that I buy will probably have a spectrum and waterfall analysis, so you can see the signals coming in off either side of the center frequency that you're on. I think that would be very helpful. And I'm kind of getting used to that now that I've been listening to a lot of WebSDR. I really like that waterfall concept rather than just rolling back and forth until you hear something. Of course, the punt's kind of fun. But if you know there's something there, or maybe somebody has spotted themselves on a frequency nearby and you can see them pop in and slide over. But you know, I was looking around for different technologies on how to either tap into your existing radio or put an SDR receiver in line with your antenna with this little box that decouples and attenuates so that when you're transmitting it doesn't pump it into your SDR. But you can generate the waterfall using the signal from the same antenna.
I do like the waterfall. When I've used SDR Sharp that I've got on my computer, when I do hook up the antenna, and it's really cool because you're right, you can see the both sides of the frequency and see what's going on. I do like it. I think when I do get an HF rig, I would like to have some waterfall on it. That would be cool.
Yeah, it seems like many of the modern HF rigs do offer that, or at least some form of that. I don't know how they compare, but I guess that you need to have it on at least a screen that's big enough to be able to see the detail. I guess that would be the minimum requirement without going too big, but I know even some of the smaller form factor radios do have HDMI ports on there or some type of interface to allow you to put that on a full-size monitor, which would be pretty cool. Let's see, what else is going on? I had one, but I couldn't find it, so I ordered a new one. Basically an adapter to go from the NMO mount to the 3H24 to put a ham stick antenna on the mount on my truck. I think I'd like to bring in my portable HF radio, and throw the ham stick up on the top of the truck and do a little HF playing on lunch. And so that arrived. So when we get some nice warm days, I'll set that up at lunchtime and see how that works out.
Oh, that's a good idea. You know, sit out in your truck when it's warmer and, you know, make a few contacts or just listen to what's going on, especially on a different band. How big is your ham stick? And so what frequencies or what band would you be on?
Well, years ago, I used to have a 706 in one of my pickup trucks. It was probably my first Ranger, if I think back. I had a variety of antennas. I had this Comet multi-bander, which was actually pretty nice. I probably could put that on the top of the truck and drive with it. The ham sticks would get pretty tall. They've got to be close to 10 feet or something like that. I have a set of 20-meter ham sticks that I was using in a dipole configuration off of a mast. But for this, I would just need the one half that I could just thread in, and that would work for me. But man, I forgot about that Comet antenna. Yeah. And it had all these little different attachments for loading coils to allow you to operate HF. But I was thinking just a 20-meter ham stick would be sufficient to play around with, just a single band.
Well, that makes sense. Just doing a single band, it makes your antenna set up a lot easier. Speaking of antennas on vehicles, Saturday when we were going to the Sabres game, we were going down the street, and there was a car in front of us. And I looked up, and I go, oh, yeah, that's a ham antenna. So I turned to my son, and I said, guy in front of us is most likely an amateur radio. And then we got a little separation between vehicles, and I looked at his license plate, and sure enough, he had his call sign on his license plate. And I told my son that if they go in to the ramp and we follow them and we can park next to each other, I'm going to get out and talk to him. But he ended up going a different direction. I did remember his call sign, and I was able to look it up because the plates were from New Hampshire. And so I was able to look it up, yeah, sure enough, he's a ham.
Yeah, that's one of the things you have to be careful with, especially if you've got taller antennas in the vehicle. Parking ramps and car washes. And sometimes drive-thrus. In fact, I've got the dual antenna mounts up top. I swap the quarter wave 2-meter with the, I guess it's like a 5/8 wave. Basically, I put the shorter one on the left and the longer one on the right. I forget where it was. I don't know if it was Tim Hortons or McDonald's, but I was tapping the little overhang in some of the drive-thrus, and so yeah, I swapped that around. And Jeff just pulled up next to me. But to be honest with you, I don't know if this is this could be his bike's car.
KC2NVM, no, this is still the rental. I tried signing in since like 6:25, and I kept getting denied. And I pull in a parking lot and get accepted.
Did you switch back and forth between relay and direct by chance, K2PCB?
No, I just went between PET and PCB.
Oh, I meant specifically on your phone, because I think I find that through a cellular connection or even the Wi-Fi in my truck, I use relay. If I'm my home Wi-Fi, I'm on my home Wi-Fi, I think using the settings for direct seems to be more reliable.
Nope, did not know that was an option.
Well, that's an option in Android. I can't say that's an option in iPhone. I don't know if you heard me saying, Lynn and I had seen you. You were on a test drive. You were coming off of Bolus onto transit, heading southbound. it's funny, you had observed us, and then we had observed you when we were on our way back.
That is funny. I penned a deal for a Subaru Crosstrek on Saturday. Wife wasn't feeling good, so I went to the dealership by myself, and the woman ended up letting me take the car home and showing Jennifer, and she was like, yep. And we went back, and as long as they tow out my car and give me some money, we'll take the Crosstrek.
Nice. So is that the one we had seen you come around the corner with, like a silver or a gray color?
Yep-er, that was me.
All right, so your wife's going to get a new car soon.
And I get her old, beat-up Subaru Outback, which I don't mind at all. I like the car.
Did she at least take it for a spin when you got back to the house?
Jen took it out and drove it for, like, 25 minutes. Every time I thought we were going to be going home, she just kept going straight and turned, and she put it through its paces pretty good, and she's like, yep, this is the one.
Yeah, I find that, test drive experience so different these days from when I was out driving around and looking for vehicles, or when Lynn got hers. You know, when I can remember some of our test drive, it's like, okay, go down here, make a right. Make a right. Okay, we're back. What do you think? You want to buy it? And now I hear people going out for hours. I know a guy who is a courtesy shuttle driver. He says they tell him to take these customers out, and they go out and they tool all around town. It seems so different as of late. But I've got 644. So I may make this my final, and I'll listen out for anyone else's. This is K2PQB.
I'll do the same. KC2NVM. Clear. Have a good day, guys.
Hey, happy Monday, Brad.
K2PCB and KC2NVM. You guys have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow. And we're looking for KC2PET. Are you out there? Good morning, Ross. How are you today, and how was your weekend?
It was all right. Did a lot of cleaning before we host Easter. Well, that's on the horizon. And then I didn't get out of air right away. I spent my another $50 on gas. I'm really starting to wonder if they're starting to thin out the fuel. I'm only getting 17 miles per gallon. Normally I'm up around at least 22-23. I really, there's no doubt in my mind, I think they're sending it out to make it last longer. And the cars are compensating for that for burning more fuel faster.
They could. If they were putting a little bit more alcohol in, it would thin it out. And yes, you will get less gas mileage. If you run pure gas without any ethanol in it, you will get better gas mileage. So yeah, I hadn't thought about that, but you might be right, Ross.
Yeah, the reason why I question is I usually get a good week and a half on a tank. This is like my second tank. So like I said, it went through quick.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I may have to look at the mileage on the Dodge, or not the Dodge, the Ranger, and see where I'm at now. Because I was running right around 20 miles to the gallon. I'll check that out the next time I go and drive.
So did you play around with your crash band repeat anymore? Did you get that squared away? Did you try it yet?
I have not. I actually, from after I signed off on Friday morning with you, the radio stayed off until sometime last night, and I was just listening for a little bit before I called Lenny. And other than that, no, I haven't played radio at all.
Yep, same here. Friday after I got off with you, I haven't picked up a microphone or had an HT on all weekend. I've been busy just cleaning up.
Yeah, our son Travis and his girlfriend Maddie were home. Came in Friday afternoon, 3 or 4 o'clock, somewhere around in there, 4 o'clock, I guess. So there were some things that we did to get ready for their visit. You know, Friday, went to the store, picked up last minute stuff, and cleaned up and whatnot. And then Saturday was busy going here and there, and went to the Sabres game, and then got home late. And then yesterday morning was breakfast and just relaxing until they were ready to go to the airport.
Relaxing. I need to figure that one out for myself. I need to figure out that relaxing mode for me. I don't seem to have one. Always go, go, go.
Yeah, well, I guess what I mean by relaxing is we sat around the table and chatted for a while, did some technology things, while there's a thing called the UV Step Challenge that we've been participating in for the last few years, so we all signed in, and I became the administrator, and so I had to put out requests so that they could join my team, and it was things like that. So, it was nothing strenuous, but just sitting around chit-chatting.
Yeah, my whole weekend consisted of, like I said, I had to work Saturday, birthday party after that. Evelyn's dancing pictures. That was Saturday. And then Sunday, I picked up my in-law's lawnmower. I did that. And then Evelyn wanted to play, and we had to do some more homework. So that was pretty much almost all Sunday. And then for the evening, I did the dishes and got my lunch ready for today. That was my weekend.
That's a busy weekend, especially having to work. That really throws a monkey wrench into things. Good thing it's only just a couple times a year, so that's not too bad.
That something come across my mind. I was actually interested with something that involved you. I was trying to think about it. I couldn't think of it. Oh, I think it was something to do with hiding antenna. I actually did make some tree mounts, I think. That's what they were. And they had a huge strap on them. I should screw it. And then they actually had mounts for an antenna. Just that far, I want to go, like I said, go hiding antennas.
Yeah, I have to look into that. My son and I were talking about that. Now that I'm a general and I've got more privileges and get a new radio, which usually means a new antenna because it's new frequencies and stuff like that, and where to put everything. Yeah, he and I were talking about that. I'd like to get him interested in it. I think he'd like it. There's a lot that fits with his background in engineering, but definitely no push. If he decides to do it, that's great.
And that could be another line of communication for you and him, other than the cell phone. You guys can both pop by and say, hey, want to chat for a while? As long as the bands are good. Yes, you could. I think, do you have like a flagpole out front of your house?
And no, we don't. But that would have been a good one if we had had a flagpole somewhere out front to either replace it or modify it to take an antenna.
Yeah, there's a lot of ham guys that they live in Florida in those HOAs. I hear them all the time. Yeah, he goes, I just modified my flagpole out front. He goes, hint, hint. He goes, and it works very well for a while, And nobody said anything to him about it, so obviously because it's those guys. But he's starting to wonder if people are questioning him because he had it down. He had to actually run the wire up the middle. It was fiberglass, obviously. And he was wondering if he was going to get questioned on what he was doing. But he says, oh, it works out great. And he goes, he's made double contact with it already.
Yeah, the book I have about stealth antennas mentions the flagpole, and they said, yeah, you know, it's going to be a little bit of a compromise because it's not, it generally is not as high. But, yeah, if it's not obtrusive, yeah, it makes sense for those HOAs, which I hopefully I never, ever have to live in. Because I did watch a video where a guy was setting up a portable antenna, and he said his neighbors don't mind if it's, you know, he puts it up, you know, for like a, you know, a portable antenna. He sets it up for a little while, does his ham thing, and then takes it down, which I don't like that idea. That, to me, that just would make the chore, make it a chore to go on the air, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I hope I never have to live there either. If all the stuff I have going on, there's no way I would live in the HOA. Not without getting fights with people. There's stuff really strict. I have a generator, you can't run extension cords, you know, run something for a little while, and then people come and complain to you. It seems like people that have nothing else better to do except complain about what you're doing. So, alright, Brad, it's that time again. I gotta get it in there. KT2GDQ, KT2PET. Same thing, you, Brad. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
73, see you, Ross. This is KT2GDQ, and we're clear for today. Have a great day, Ross.